We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is leaving New Orleans high and dry, and we all know he's going to coach again. He pretty much said it. But let's hear some of what he said today. I don't know what you guys have there, but let it rip. Go ahead.
I don't know what's next. And look, I read the reports and I understand. I've not spoken to anyone from a media outlet relative to doing television or radio. Maybe that opportunity arises, but every time I read something that says, like, he's in line for this job, I'll call my agent, Don, and I'll say, Don, did you hear something? Because I've not heard anything. And that's okay. I think I'd like to do that. I think I'd be pretty good at it. I don't like the word retirement. Mr. B didn't like it either. He always said, you know, retirement's overrated. We get sold this whole image of retirement by these investment groups on TV and golf courses and retirement. I still have a vision for doing things in football. And I'll be honest with you, that might be coaching again at some point. I don't think it's this year. I think maybe in the future, but that's not where my heart is right now. It's not at all.
I mean, that's as honest a press conference as I've heard in a long time. Like, most guys just come out and go, yo, I don't want to coach anymore. I'm done with it. I'm tired. I'm burnt out, whatever the case may be. He, in one sentence or two sentences there, he pretty much said, although I have not talked to a network, I think I'd be pretty good at it.
He campaigned for it at the
end. So I told my agent, let's check that out.
Yeah.
And number two, I could see myself coaching again.
He's definitely going to coach
so
again.
It's not a retirement. It's like a leave of absence from coaching.
Well, it's also getting away from a situation that's run its course. They're done.
Yeah, 15 years is a long time.
They've also maximized what they can do there. They don't have a quarterback. I thought he did an excellent job somehow winning 9 games this year. They had COVID issues. They obviously had quarterback issues throughout the year. And it was just time. It was time to move on. You know, it's not like Bill Parcells, who's there for 5 minutes. Sean Payton was there for a decade and a half. So it sounds like a guy who knows that franchise with him ran its course. Let me do TV for a couple of years, and then I am going to be the hottest coaching candidate out there whenever I decide to return.
Yep.
And I will handpick the perfect situation.
So do you want to be average for the next 3 years and then get Sean Payton? Or do you hope that whoever you hire is going to be really good?
You hope that you're really good. You don't need Sean Payton in 3 years. But let's be realistic. There's a pretty good chance in this town we'll be pining for Sean Payton in 3 years. Jet fans and Giant fans.
Now, I don't want to be a bad guy about this, but Sean Payton has the same agent as a very well-known quarterback.
Who?
Tom Brady.
Okay.
They are both represented by Don Yee.
Okay.
Who is represents a lot more players than coaches, but is a big time NFL
agent.
So
what's the conspiracy? Arians is gone, Peyton replaces him?
Yeah,
that's what you got. That's a perfect situation if Tom Brady wants to come back for a year. You know what the problem with that is, in all seriousness?
What?
How much longer is Tom Brady going to play? Like, you're going to a situation where, yeah, maybe you can win a Super Bowl, but then he's going to retire, and then what? Then what do you do?
Here's what I would say to that. You just said something for you as a Net fan, although most Net fans did at one point talk Dynasty. You just want one.
Stop. No one talked Dynasty.
Trust me. I don't want you to.
First of all, you don't know any Net fans, so don't start inventing what we think.
You just want one.
Yes.
You would take one, and you'd be good for the rest of your life.
I think I will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that may, if you take that concept, notion,
right,
and you apply it to other applications.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if someone said to Jerry Jones, and can you guys tell me exactly how old Jerry Jones is? Age, Jerry Jones.
I'm going to guess 81.
Do you think he's already in his 80s?
It's a guess. I really don't know.
I wonder how old Jerry Jones
is. I'll look it up since these guys.
And here's why I bring this up.
Yep.
Jerry Jones.
He's 79 years old.
Okay. So he's going to be 80 years old by the end of next football season.
October. Yep.
So be fair, not to be morbid about it, Jerry Jones only has so many years left on this planet in good health, mentally and physically. Is that fair to say at 80? That's fair to say.
I don't want to predict when he's going to die.
He eats burgers every day.
Why are you asking me that?
Like, he's not going to be around for 20 more years.
Maybe he will be.
He's not. He'll be dead before your kid goes to college. All right.
Didn't George Halas live a very long time?
Here's my point. Yes, he did.
How old was he when he died?
103. Here's my point.
88.
Jerry Jones may decide, I just got to get that one. That one that'll make you happy.
Right. Of course.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get just the one that I need. So, how do I get that one? I don't know. Tom Brady.
What?
At 45 years old.
Stop it.
And Sean Payton.
No. Sean Payton. Stop with the Tom Brady stuff.
Tom Brady and Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. If you just stop at Sean Payton, I fully agree with you, and I would agree that Jerry Jones would move heaven and earth to make that happen because coaching's their biggest issue. But Tom Brady's not going anywhere.
Tom Brady and Sean Payton.
It's not Tom Brady.
Because I'm desperate, I'm a gazillionaire, and I can do whatever the hell I want to do. Let my kids figure out how to win after I'm gone. I got to get one more before I'm dead.
No, I agree with the he needs one before he's dead.
Just getting Sean Payton doesn't guarantee that.
Nothing guarantees anything, but not getting Tom Brady wouldn't guarantee it either. So Tom Brady's not going anywhere. He's in Tampa or he's retiring.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Says whom?
Says me.
Okay.
Says the contract. Says Tom. Like, why would Tom Brady leave? He loves it there. It's Tampa Bay.
Because he doesn't have any weapons anymore.
He still has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin coming back.
Well,
and Rob Gronkowski. And Leonard Fournette and Keyshawn Vaughn. He's
and I'm going to give you CeeDee Lamb.
Stop.
And I'm going to give you
Dak Prescott.
No, I'm trading Dak Prescott to make it happen.
Where's he going? Is he going to the Jets?
He's going to Tampa.
That's what I'm saying. You're trading Dak Prescott to go to Tampa. Yeah.
That's what I just said. Yeah. That's right. Because I'm 80 years old and I got to get another championship before I die or I'm going to die an incomplete man. I won't have achieved what I wanted to achieve in life.
Why not?
And I've achieved everything.
Why not go after Aaron Rodgers with that attitude?
Because I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Because it'll choke in a big
like
spot. Aaron Rodgers in Dallas fits so perfectly choking in a big spot at an epic stage.
Right. I've seen Aaron Rodgers in the big game. I don't like what I've seen.
Right.
But Tom Brady, I know what he does in the big game.
Right.
Always good. Always good.
Well, that's not really
I'm
true.
I'm half kidding, but
okay.
But I mean, Don Yee's the agent for both of them.
Who else does Don Yee represent, though?
Because
a lot of these agents represent a lot of connections. You're just picking those connections.
Okay, give me one second here. It's Yee Dubin is the name of the agency. And let's just take a quick look. Athletes, you ready?
I thought you said Sean Payton to Tampa, not Sean Payton and Tom Brady to Dallas. But I guess that's what
I think Sean Payton's clearly taking this year off.
Yes.
I think I think we can agree on that right
now. Yeah, he sounds like a guy who's taking a year off.
Football. Okay, let's see. I wonder why it doesn't list it here. It doesn't list. I hate when they do that. Like, don't you think you'd want to list all your clients?
Yeah, I'm curious.
So we know?
So we can make dopey conspiracy theories on who's going to play with who.
How about this? Imagine being this good at your job.
Right.
So they represent broadcasters, coaches, and athletes, all right? We only work with a few broadcasters at a time. Like, they limit
how many people they
represent.
I found one other person Don Yee represents, and it's somebody that you've been adoring over the last few weeks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Whom?
Another quarterback.
Don Yee represents another quarterback.
A winning quarterback.
Mahomes?
I'm being sarcastic. Jimmy Garoppolo!
See what I'm saying?
Winning quarterback.
He knows what's up. He knows what's up. Hold on. How come I can't find... you would think that'd be so easy to find, wouldn't you?
His clients?
Yeah.
All I saw was Julian Edelman, which who cares, Tom Brady, Sean Payton, and Jimmy G.
That's so bothersome.
That's the list. That's probably the list. That's all Tom Yee represents.
Nah, we know he has Sean Payton and Tom Brady. Well, I wonder why you don't list it like that. Don Yee, U.S. NFL. NFL clients. Can you guys look while I'm looking? Because I don't seem to be able to find it. That really pisses me off. It should be so easy to find it, and it's so hard. I don't want to make it so difficult. You know what I mean? That I can't find it anywhere.
That's because he probably doesn't represent anybody else.
I mean, he's got some pretty big eyes, dude.
I know, but that may be it. Like they
you
only
think he's got two guys?
Yeah, only Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo.
No way.
Isn't it funny that Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo are represented by the same guy?
Yeah, considering that they almost traded it for him, yeah.
And you know
I wonder if he was behind that.
Well, not traded for each
Maybe
other.
Maybe he's that kind of power broker.
They were buddies. They were backup and starter, and then supposedly Tom Brady was so threatened by Jimmy Garoppolo's hotness that he said, trade his ass, and they traded him to San Francisco. That would have been a fun NFC Championship game. As much as I don't like Tom Brady, Brady versus Garoppolo, kind of, there would have been some storylines for that.
Yeah, of course, because they almost got traded for him.
No, not traded for him. He was his backup. You forget him.
He got drafted to replace him.
Yes, not traded for him.
Yes, traded then, instead of him.
And then Brady was like, get rid of him. He's too hot. That's what happened, right?
Well, he's because he didn't want his wife anywhere near him.
Right?
Yeah, although Tom Brady's a really rugged, good-looking dude now, I have to say.
Yeah,
that,
but Jimmy's more attractive.
Jimmy's hot.
I'll say this about Garoppolo. I've criticized his football acumen. He's a good-looking dude. Like, I'll say it.
Who is?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. Remember he was dating the porn star?
Yes.
With the big boobs?
I don't think he dated her, Craig. I think he did a few other things.
I think he just had lunch with her.
Right.
I think that's what
it was.
Is
that what they're calling it these days?
Lunch, yes. We used to call it having a conversation, but that's after I was married. Yeah. When you like, what do you and your wife call it, Big Mac? When the kids are coming by the door and you and your wife are getting busy, what do you guys call it? Having a conversation?
Yes.
No, come on.
We're having a chat.
No. What do you guys call it?
Having a conversation. Lunch. What else did you say?
You having lunch in the bedroom, Daddy? That doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
I'm
Look
sorry.
At me. I eat lunch everywhere.
Me and Mama are having a nooner. We'll be right back.
A nooner?
Yeah.
Ugh. Cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, so I have no idea who else he represents.
I did find out that Don Yee advocated for the NFL to eliminate the draft, saying...
To eliminate the draft.
Yeah, that they should get rid of the draft.
And how do we sign players? Just open?
Just open.
Wide open, get anybody you want?
Yes.
And let me guess, no salary cap?
No salary cap.
That's
we all go crazy.
You're Don Yee's the agent that Tool in Boston got in trouble for mocking because he's Asian American.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why he was in the news a couple years back, if you remember that. Here is John in Danbury, Connecticut. John, what's going on?
Craig, I'm a little worried about your infatuation with Tom Brady. It's getting a little creepy at this point, but... I know for a fact that Sean Payton is eventually going to end up with the Cowboys because Jerry Jones has a similar infatuation with Sean Payton as you do with Tom Brady.
I agree. Plus, so I don't know if this is still the case. Sean Payton's family used to live in Dallas.
Yeah.
So, whatever that means.
It's going to happen.
No, John, I think we all agree. I think there's a universal agreement that at some point, maybe not this year, probably not this year, Sean Payton's going to coach the Dallas Cowboys because right now their head coach is not long for the world. I mean, he may not be long for the rest of this offseason, but it does feel, and that's another factor here. Like, the Giants are looking to hire their head coach who's going to be here for a decade. That's your hope, right? Everybody's looking for that. We're hoping in all seriousness.
You always hire everyone thinking he's going to be the
guy.
Right.
We still hope Robert Saleh's here for a decade. If you look in Dallas... Anything short of a Super Bowl, Jerry Jones is itching to make that move.
Of course.
So unlike other organizations who feel and at least hope that they have their answer at head coach, let's all be honest, the Cowboys don't. They don't have their answer at head coach. So even if Mike McCarthy's retained for a year, he's going to enter this season on the hottest of hot seats with everyone knowing Sean Payton is right there in the booth staring down. Imagine when Sean Payton calls a Cowboy game, how overanalyzed every comment's going to be.
Of course. Yeah, kind of like what we do with Romo and with Aikman when he first got in the booth.
This is different, though.
This
would
be different because they left. He's coming.
He's coming.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with our last call, and I think we're all in agreement. It may not be tomorrow. Payton's going to coach the Cowboys.
If Sean Payton is doing a Cowboys, let's say he does take a broadcasting job. We all think he will. He pretty much said he wants to, that he'd be good at it. And he's doing a Cowboy game. And he's like, what a terrible coaching decision.
Yes.
Why would you, run on third down, whatever the case may be? That would be great.
Of course.
Because then Mike McCarthy would be like, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
He'd have to be, right?
Like, once the Giants hire a head coach, whether you like the hire or not, we're all going to be fully invested in hoping he's the guy. So the Sean Payton stuff is eliminated. You never talk about him. It's gone. But in Dallas, it's a cloud hovering above you.
It's a dark cloud waiting to pounce, waiting to rain all over Mike McCarthy's face. That's what Sean Payton is. And that's why it's inevitable. He will be the head coach of the Cowboys at some point.
By the way, for those of you that don't like the game Wordle that we're all playing and, you know, tweeting about, the guy that invented it, his name is John Wardle.
Yeah, he named it after himself.
Well, kind of. He built the game because his girlfriend, or his partner, it says here, loved word games. He goes, so I invented one. And now it's like the hottest game in the world.
Here's what I am curious about. I play Wordle every single day. Okay? So what I usually do is I play it, and then I watch Craig try to solve it in his office and laugh at him when he can't. But what I don't do is tweet out my results every single day. I did it one time. I haven't done it since.
Yeah.
What makes you and others feel compelled to tweet out how you did?
I'm not just sharing the game because I think people would enjoy playing it.
You're not sharing the game. You're sharing how you did.
Yeah, because it's like a community thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like we're all kind of connected through this fun little game that takes 5 minutes to play.
So you think I should tweet out my results every day?
I think you do what you want. Like, I don't care if you do or not, but I'm not, like, all these people out there, like my dear friend Doug Gottlieb, offended that people put out their Wordle results.
Oh, he's offended by it.
Giannotti, offended that people put out their Wordle results. And all these other people that it's too cool for school that are so bothered by Wordle results. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why people are so bothered with it. Now, here's what I say to all of them.
Yeah.
Unfollow me.
Yeah.
It's one tweet. I say nothing in it. It's just how I did in Wordle today, which is usually 4 or 5 guesses. Not great. Oh, man, I can't believe you put that out. What's wrong? I'm sick of it. Unfollow me. Because now I want to put it out 10 times.
No, I know you do. I feel the same way. Everything you tweet isn't going to interest people. Like tonight, when I bitch about Steve Nash's rotations, I get that I'm going to get a lot of responses saying, nobody cares. Tweet about this.
Right, right.
Then don't follow me.
Right. And by the way, if I cared what you thought, I'd have your phone number and we would be texting each other. So the fact that you're bothered that I put out my word results, sorry. Not sorry. That's all.
I'm not criticizing you for it. I was merely asking a question because I put it out one time. I haven't put it out since, mainly because I don't care to put it out. Like, who cares how I did? Today I did terribly. 6 out of 6.
I think I beat you today, right?
I had to get to the final.
What was today?
Chance.
Sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, today was sugar.
Today was a 3 day for me.
I'm sorry, fellows. You should.
You got in 3 today?
3 with today.
Nice job.
Craig, you shouldn't have said that.
Why not?
It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's 7 hours left in the day.
No, I don't buy that.
There's people still playing Wordle.
I don't play that, homie.
And you gave out the result.
It's 5 o'clock. If you haven't played yet, then you're too busy for life. You can't find 5 minutes to play Wordle.
Wordle is first thing on the toilet.
Well, hold
otherwise,
on.
Forget it.
Big Mac, you do it first thing on the toilet. I do early in the morning, too. A lot of people have to wake up early, go to work.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. You've got time.
Maybe they're not home yet. They get home at 6. They're listening to Carden Roberts on the way home, and Craig had to open up his big fat trap and spoil Wordle.
Yeah, if you didn't do it by now, you weren't going to do it. Sugar. Sorry. Sugar. Yeah. I know people that play on their desktop and their phone, so they struggle on the first one, and then all of a sudden it's like, got it on one guess.
You can't do that.
Got it on 2 guesses.
You can't do that. You know what pisses me off about that? What if, like, I had guessed sugar randomly today? It would have taken away my experience of saying, Craig, you're not going to believe it. I did it on one guess for these other people who cheat.
I have to say this. If you got it on, there'll be a random person for sure that gets it on the first guess, because whatever, you will, right? To me, that wouldn't be any fun. Because now I'm not trying to guess it.
No, I agree.
I completely agree.
Yeah, like the fun of the game is trying to get it on the second or third. Like that.
Do you use
it's also a little bit of a puzzle. If you just guess, you happen to be right and guess right,
like,
big deal.
So what?
I think like getting it on 2 would be more
cool. That's the goal.
No, I agree with you. Do you use this same word each time?
I do, yeah. Score.
Every time?
Every time I start with score.
And for you today, S first letter. That was
actually a bit of a problem for me.
Why?
Yeah. Because yeah, I don't know. It just was a problem for me.
It was a problem.
I had slow brain disease.
You got the first letter in right out of the gate. You would think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I do think if you put in the word adieu, that's like a cheat code. Because nobody uses the word in their adieu. I bid you adieu.
Well, it's got all the vowels.
And it gives you all the vowels, right. I think that's kind of cheating.
I used beach today.
All right, so you change it every day.
Every day I pick a different word, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a better way to go.
I just go random.
I get you on that. I don't know. Beach, I don't even know why I use score. I just use it.
Beach didn't help me, by the way.
For sugar? No, it just eliminated five letters. That's it.
No, oh, I got A. Not in the right spot, though.
Right. I think it's you know what it is? It's so simplistic. It's fun. Requires, like, very little time. Requires very little thinking.
Right. And it's quick.
You don't have to order something, have it delivered to your house. No one's got to explain to you how the game works. Right. It's easy. That's why I like it.
By the way, for anyone who tweets it out, you got to, like, then force people to Google it to find it. It's at a website called like powerlanguage.co.uk.
Just Google Wordle. It's there.
You got to Google it.
Yeah. And then here's the best part. The guy makes no money from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can he put some advertisements on it or something?
I mean, in theory, I guess he could. But it's just a free little like one-page website. He doesn't get paid a nickel for it.
And you know what the best, I don't know if you noticed this, after you're done with your word, they give you your stats. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, I never really pay attention to that.
Come on. I love seeing my stats.
Yeah, well, actually, you're a stat guy. Right?
I'm a stat guy.
I'm not a big stat guy. Coming up, Major League Baseball has moved a big step closer to resolving their differences with the players' union.
That's not true.
No. I'm reading right here.
That's not true.
Big step forward.
I don't care who wrote that. It's not true.
It says it right here.
Who said it?
Like, it's not, I don't just pull those words out
they
of my ass.
They got a lot of work to do, but who said it so I can disagree with them
it
instead
says,
of you?
It says Major League Baseball.
Who's they? Who wrote that?
Some guy named G.R.K. Notrack.
Okay. Well, I don't agree with G.R. or Notrack, so I apologize for attacking you.
He is a confirmed MLB writer.
I don't give a damn who
G.R.K.
it is.
G.R.K. Notrack.
They're still far away. They're talking, and that's great. But I don't agree with that sentence. I'm sorry.
So all of a sudden, there's this guy that's his only job.
Yeah.
And you're just going to minimize what the guy does for a living when he's on the inside.
No, I'm disagreeing.
And you have
with,
no idea.
Really, what the players say about the meeting today?
I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you? Well, I'm Evan Roberts. You want me to tell you what they said?
What they said.
It was laughable.
Is that right?
Yeah. So again, tell me what Gio Artrack said. Because I care.
Notrack. I'm just saying, give the guy, let's get his name right.
Okay.
That's such a weird name, G.R.K.
I have nothing against G.R.K. I disagree
like,
with his sentiment.
What kind of name is that anyway? G.R.K.
And since when do you form your opinions based on everything you read?
Well,
form your own damn opinion.
For me, he's better than Passan. So I follow this guy.
No, Passan's good.
Passan's great. Passan's great. G.R.K. Notrack is, I guess, the new guy.
How do you phrase it again? I want to hear this again. Maybe I'll give it a second thought.
Major League Baseball owners and the players' union took a major step forward today in their negotiations.
I don't agree with it. I understand why you could say it because they're talking and there were some minor concessions made, but they got a lot of work to do. So I disagree with the sentence.
I don't think he said they don't still have a lot of work to do.
They made major progress.
They raised the minimum wage.
Come on.
Up to like 700 grand a guy.
Dude, they are. Did you see the difference between
Cody
the players?
Decker would actually wear pants.
Good for Cody.
If he could make that kind of money.
Did you see the difference in money in terms of the arbitration eligible players in their first few years using the top 20 war? Okay.
Top 30.
Top 30 war. The players said, we want that pool to be 100 million. Okay, 100 million. Do you know what the owner's answer was?
So I don't know. 100 million bucks in a pool for a certain.
For the top 30 war players arbitration.
Okay. So they wanted $100 million
set
aside.
So the pool would be $100 million. That's what the players asked for.
Yeah.
Do you know what the owner said?
$45
million. $10 million.
That's not a good...
Is that major?
It's negotiation.
That's called negotiation.
Oh, really, Craig? Is that major progress in your mind?
Well, where is it now?
They're creating it.
Oh. It's zero.
So
it's something new the players want.
It's a new thing.
So the owners went from zero to $10 million.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
Good start. Good stuff.
Major progress.
And did G.O.R. Rack talk about the fact that you haven't even discussed luxury tax yet?
I just, to be fair to this guy, who's apparently a young up-and-coming baseball reporter.
I have no issue with
him. G.R.K.
G.R.K.
Notrack.
Okay, G.R. Notrack.
You haven't read Notrack?
G.R.K.
G.R.K.
Notrack.
Notrack.
Rack.
I have a feeling you're trying to make me say something funny.
No, I'm really not.
Is this a game to you, Craig?
He's an up-and-coming baseball guy.
I'm sure
I don't know.
Have they talked about the luxury tax threshold yet, Craig?
You want to book the guys a guest?
No. But my point is, I'm paying attention to this. I care because I want baseball to come back. I'm glad they're talking. I am. I'm happy.
And by the way, $10 million is $10 million more than zero.
Okay. All right.
Right?
I'm glad they're having conversations. So from that standpoint, that's a positive sign. They are still far away.
And I think they met twice this week, so that's good.
That's great.
Like, they're not in a standoff like, go F yourself.
Well, did you hear what the owners told the players yesterday in the meeting?
No.
We're prepared to miss games. They said that.
Because that's the leverage they have. They got the bag.
Did players say that?
But I'm saying the owners always have that bag.
Nine. Well, they're locking them out.
Right. Yeah. That bag, the financial bag, the players are always hurt more by financial, by missing games than the owners. Because the owners are rich. Right? Hey, do me a favor, Tom. If not today, tomorrow. Even though I don't like booking a lot of guests and I hate booking reporters, will you get G.R. Notrack on the line? He seems to be the only baseball writer, other than Passan, who knows what the hell's going on.
What does he work for?
What, Evan? The Athletic.
Oh, he's The Athletic?
I guess.
Evan Drellick does it for The Athletic.
I guess he's a new guy. They just got bought out by the Times.
How do you spell this guy's name? I'll follow him on Twitter.
G-I-A-R-C.
What?
G-Ark, that's his
name.
Wait,
how do you say it again?
G-Ark? I don't know how to pronounce it.
But
I
how
think
do you spell it?
G-I-A-R-C.
Okay, and then what's the last
Not
name?
Rack.
N-O-T-R-A-C. What?
That's all. He works for The Athletic. I guess he was a New York Times writer, and now he's with The Athletic. Got to give the guy.
I can't find him on Twitter.
Because he's new. Yeah.
That's his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
So. I feel like you're pulling my chain right now.
The guy is a young, up-and-coming writer for The Athletic,
okay.
Who I guess used to cover some kind of news for the Times.
He's a real human?
He's a real human being.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Still can't find him.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't work for ESPN or Fox or
anything. I'm searching the internet for him.
Yeah. So there you go.
G-Ark.
By the way, I apologize to everybody for saying sugar. I know that bothered a lot of you. I'm sorry. I figured by 5 o'clock.
I warned him. Everybody listening.
All good on that.
I defended you. I all said, right. Craig, you shouldn't have done that. We can give out TV spoilers okay. too while you're at it.
Today's word was proxy. Okay, there you go. Figure it out.
It wasn't proxy.
See?
Oh, yes, yes, it was. That was some word, Craig. Have they used an X word yet?
Didn't they use proxy the other day?
Oh, they did. I missed that one.
Didn't they? Yesterday was a really tough.
No, proxy
word
was an answer.
Yeah, like a couple days ago, wasn't it?
2 days ago, yeah.
I must have missed it.
I don't think I got yesterday's, though. What was yesterday's?
Oh, you didn't? So you give up.
Yeah.
What was yesterday? I got it on
Noel.
Noel, that's right.
I didn't get that.
Sixth try, I got it. I pulled that one out of my derriere.
I did. I got stumped yesterday. I did not get Noel. Sorry.
Oh, by the way, you know what's happening soon?
A break?
A break?
Before, well.
Go ahead.
You know what's happening?
No.
Half hour away. Hall of Fame announcement.
Oh, why don't we get G-Ark Notrack on the air, see if he knows who's getting into the Hall of Fame. Maybe he's got some insight. I don't know. Is that possible? Anyway, check him out. He's a good young reporter
all
for
right.
The Athletic
I'll
now.
Check him out.
And I know you're a fan of The Athletic.
I love The Athletic.
So I would think that you would have known heard of the guy, but I guess not.
I have not heard of him.
I guess
no
he
offense.
Just started, so all anyway. Right. And again, I am sorry if you were going to play Wordle when you got home. Like it's an event now.
So are you apologizing or not?
I did apologize.
No,
yes.
You didn't. You did a half-assed apology.
No, I am so sorry that I ruined Wordle for some of you today. Yeah, it pains me that I've cost you 5 minutes of your life in the bathroom that you now have to talk to your wife.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
All right, 5:36, Carton and Roberts on The Fan. Joining us on the hotline now is Sean Burstyn. Sean is the attorney for Antonio Brown. He's part of this Real Sports situation tonight on HBO. Just full disclosure, part of tonight's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel is a long feature on sports gambling that I was asked to be a part of that I declined to be a part of. And I just bring it up because I know people reached out to me saying, you know, that's scheduled for tonight, the Antonio Brown stuff. I don't know what it's kicking off the show, but that is scheduled for tonight. In any event, Sean joins us now. Sean, it's Craig Carton and Evan Roberts in New York City. Thank you for the time today. How are you?
Good, Craig. Thanks very much for having us. You know, happy to talk about what happened to Antonio, what the Bucs did to him, and you know, provide some context, because I think a lot of it got missed in the knee-jerk reaction.
That's fair. So let me ask, based on the clips that we've seen, which is all I have to go by, you guys referenced that on two different occasions, Tampa Bay's general manager sent Antonio some type of letter in which the claim is that they wanted him to go to an inpatient mental health facility and were willing to give him $200,000 to do that. Is that accurate?
It wasn't a letter. It was actually kind of hastily put together. I think they were in damage control mode. They were texting us that this was a mental health issue. And in the same text chain, they actually acknowledge that what happened was Bruce Arians told Antonio to get off because his ankle was hurt. And, you know, you'll see more in the show, but what they've already put out is Antonio's revelation that they were on the phone with us multiple times and said that this was a mental health story. It was actually a physical health story. And the premise was you can, you know, collect your checks, but you've got to sit on the bench and go get, you know, some undescribed form of mental health treatment when this had nothing, whatever you want to believe.
So let me just stop you there. So it wasn't that, because it's very important that we make sure this is clear. You and Antonio are not suggesting they were offering him some payment to go to a mental health facility of some kind. They were willing to continue to pay him his salary and go to a mental health facility, correct?
I think you just said the same thing, right? They conditioned his right to be on that team. He had done nothing. You know, he'd been thrown off the field,
right?
And they conditioned his contract right on getting mental health treatment and not spinning what was actually the truth, which was that they fired him because he wasn't willing to play while injured. So
before he was thrown off the field, wasn't he, because this is a report that came out from that game, wasn't he complaining that he wasn't getting enough targets? Didn't that happen at halftime where he was screaming and yelling and teammates had to calm him down?
Yeah, Bruce Arians put that out. Bruce Arians also said that.
So that's not true.
What's not true?
He wasn't complaining and screaming and yelling at halftime that he wasn't being targeted enough?
I don't believe that that's accurate, that the characterizations of that are accurate, right? I wasn't in there. I don't have tapes. You know, Antonio said to me that what he was complaining about was exactly what the GM texted us, saying Antonio was complaining about the ankle. And then Bruce Arians says the opposite and starts saying, no, he was complaining about not getting enough targets. So we have text messages from the GM saying he spoke to Arians that night, and Aaron said it was about the ankle. And then once that, we started indicating, hey, guys, if you don't stop spinning this and saying it's a mental health story, we might just start telling the truth. Then they doubled down and said it was about target. So it's a total red herring, inconsistent with the text messages that they sent us. And so, further, I don't really think it's,
so
you
let
know,
me say
I
this.
Don't really see.
And they were talking to Sean Burstyn, who's Antonio Brown's a lawyer and comes from one of the most reputable firms in the world, Skadden Arp. So I certainly respect your background as a lawyer in this regard. That's easily proved or disproved. Like, there'll be 52 other guys in the locker room that'll tell you he did this or he did that. So I'm going to put that to the side because that'll come out when, if this gets to that level, where the other players that are in the locker room will say that it happened this way or that way. And then for me, that part of the case will go away. But you know, Brian Gumbel asked him a question that was interesting to me, and that is a number of people, not just this particular situation in Tampa, think that Antonio needs some type of professional help when it comes to a serious problem that people have, which is mental illness. You guys disagree with that? You guys say that's BS, or what's the stance on that?
You know, I think Antonio Brown is all for the positivity and love people were showing him. The concern is that it was totally misplaced, misdirected, and engineered by the team as a cover-up for firing the guy because he had an ankle injury. So the issue is, the more we talk about, people started talking again about Antonio Brown's mental health after the team told us that it was a mental health issue and we shouldn't counter their narrative. So the issue is, it's very nice, but it's also condescending, and it's a disservice when people actually do suffer mental health issues for them to now be misusing it when it had nothing to do with mental health.
But you understand why football fans feel,
and it was a, well, I
you understand why football fans look at him from afar and actually worry about him based on actions from the past, whether it was with the Raiders, whether how quickly things ended with the Patriots, whether it's him releasing text messages that he did from Bruce Arians and Alex Guerrero. Like, from afar, I think fans look at him and say, wow, I think he's got mental health issues. You worry about him. Like, can you see why that perspective is out there?
I will, as a good lawyer, I will answer your question with another question.
Okay.
Yes. Would those fans jump to CTE and to mental health if the Bucks just came clean?
I think they would.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why, because, and I say this as a guy who's dealt with it, so I have maybe a greater sensitivity than a lot of people do to mental health issues. You know, it's, you know, Antonio Brown's, you know, obviously we all know he's been in a lot of trouble. He's done some really dumb and bad things over the course of the last 5 or 6 years that aren't up for debate. And I think that there becomes a track record of behavior that isn't normal, where people then question, hey, is there something going on? And they don't mean it in an offensive manner. They mean it because there are people, I'm sure you've met them and talked to some of them, that truly care about him, that think that there's something going on that might be out of his control. So I don't think you guys should take...
Hey, that's fine and fair. I mean, I disagree with some of your characterization, but that's why I said all the love and positivity and concern, that's all well-received. The concern on our side is when it's amplified by people saying that I have no idea what happened and he needs mental health help. It was engineered, it was premeditated.
But Sean, he ripped off his clothes and ran off the field. Like, that happened.
Because he was told to get the
come on, he's not 9 years old.
Is that a rational reaction to being fired? He wasn't fired. He was told, if you don't play through a debilitating injury that precludes him from playing in the manner that he's expected to play, and if you don't play while causing yourself further harm, then get the F out of here. You're off the team. And he says, then I'm not wearing your logo anymore. I don't know. I mean, I've fortunately never been fired from a job, but
right.
I've certainly never been asked to work through physical pain by a team that shoots me up with painkillers.
Well, so, unfortunately, that's the NFL. That's not unique to him, though. Toradol's on every sideline of every football game in America.
You know, also, with all due respect,
usually they don't go further, and when the Toradol wears off, they keep hurting yourself or get the F out of here. So you say he's not a 9-year-old. They shouldn't treat him like a kid. Antonio takes tough hits. And when he says, I can't keep staying out there because I'm really suffering.
The problem is, I just don't think he has a lot of credibility. I mean, based on his history, based on what we've seen in the past, based on a fake vaccine card that he used, based on what happened with the Raiders, based on his ending in Pittsburgh, based on all of that, like, if everything you're saying is true, of course I have compassion for him. I feel bad. I just don't believe it. I don't know how you believe him. I mean, somehow you do. I don't.
Well, it certainly helps that I'm sitting on text messages from the general manager saying that he asked Bruce Arians, and Bruce Arians said Antonio was complaining about his ankle. So I know you haven't seen those,
right.
but I've got them, and you know, all in due time.
So
and
what's
the spin about Target? I mean, I don't know that. First of all, I don't know that any wide receiver has ever not complained about getting enough targets. I mean, that's literally their job. It's unrelated, right, to the cause of throwing him off the field, which they they say was he complained about his ankle. So
but it would contradict the story if Antonio Brown at halftime is saying, target me more, target me more, target me more. And then it's like, man, I shouldn't have played. I was too hurt. Doesn't that contradict that whole story if that really happened?
No, I don't think it does at all, because a guy who's upset about getting more targets stays in the field. I want the ball more, therefore I'm not going to play any more football. I mean, that's the narrative that they've got to put up with. And second, if the guy, just to play devil's advocate, just to hear you out, mm-hmm. you're on the other side of this, and I'm happy to have a open conversation with you and answer a tough question. It's all fair game, okay? Both stories could be true, right? Antonio could be suffering through pain and say, I'm not even contributing. I can't play safely. I can't play 100%, and I'm not getting the ball, and I'm doing further damage to my ankle. I need to sit a couple plays. One doesn't contradict the other.
No, it doesn't. They can be mutually exclusive. I think Evan's right, though. It's highly unlikely that a guy is going to be complaining to get the ball more and then all of a sudden claim I couldn't play because of an injury. So for me, I mean, obviously he hired you. You're not.
I don't get that point. Respectfully, I don't get. I think a guy who's out there suffering, texting his coach days before the game about his ankle injury, saying I will do my best for the team.
Yeah,
just to play devil's advocate, could say, I'm not producing anything for the team, and I'm suffering.
Well,
I'm
like I said, I think that's the easiest part. That's the easiest part of all this, because there's going to be 52 guys and 10 other adults in the room that'll testify if it gets out of exactly what they heard or didn't hear. So that to me is not even the issue.
It also happens to be immaterial. It also happens to be immaterial.
But immaterial what? So what's the end goal? I'm trying to figure out, you know, what goal is.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think. You know, you saw Bruce Arians a week or two ago slap a player on the head, and I'm not saying that player was physically injured, but I am saying, right, you said, is that the way to react, right? Is that the way your employer should be treating you?
Of course not.
Okay. So let's go now to Antonio Brown, who you may think is a less sympathetic person, right? I defend pro bono or prosecute a prison's pro bono on behalf of inmates sometimes. And I don't think of them as being any less deserving of physical safety. So let's go to Antonio Brown, who you may think is an unsympathetic person, and ask yourself, is this a big story that they threw out a guy who a tough player who wasn't willing to play through an injury? I think it is. I think there's cause for reform. He has rights under the collective bargaining agreement that we're reviewing and intend to pursue. And another aspect of this is the cover-up, is the mental health cover-up, and spinning this as, you know, the guy's not willing to play football. And that's not true, and that's not what happened. And
so when it comes down to it, though, it's not like he, you know, it's a privilege to play. It's not a right to play, for sure. And we're talking about towards the end of the season now. So if they paid him for the last 2 weeks of the regular season, what damages have been done to Antonio Brown?
You'll see that 10 p.m. Bryant Gumbel, HBO.
Oh, you're promoting HBO now?
I assume the end
game here is that Antonio Brown is going to say he wants to continue his career, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' actions have now damaged his ability to get a job.
Are you looking for a job at a law firm in Miami?
Well, yeah.
The good news is Lamar Jackson responded to an Instagram post, like, all excited about Antonio Brown possibly coming to Baltimore. So it sounds like he may be able to get another job. So Bruce Arians didn't do too much damage then to him, that someone will employ him next year because he's still good at football.
If I could convert every time someone tagged me on Instagram into a $20 million contract, I'd be doing all right.
Let me ask you this.
So let's see. If you want to put the guarantee on that deal, I'll take it.
You're in a different spot because you're paid to represent Antonio for his best interests, and I respect that. That being said, you know, there's a lot of times lawyers will advise their clients that the best thing for you to do is zip your lip and just, you know, lay low. You know, the more attention you bring toward yourself in this moment in time is not necessarily a good thing, whether you think your client's right or wrong. And I wonder if you feel that way, that after this HBO thing, the best thing for Antonio is to just disappear for a couple months.
Oh, well, that's not Antonio. Antonio is a, you know, he's a guy, he's out there, right? He's an interesting guy. He's a great guy to be around. And on this, on some of the, you know, the press that he has done, you know, we talk and he says, Sean, I don't have to worry about anything. I'm going to tell the truth. You know, obviously if it's a criminal defense case, your lawyers treat that very differently. But Antonio was maligned in the press. I'm not saying by bad actors in the press, but the press did put out the messaging that the Bucks put out there. And Antonio doesn't really have anyone other than Antonio Brown to counter that narrative. So I respect, appreciate, and support him. But Antonio Brown is his best advocate on what happened January 2nd at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's the reason I asked our producers to put you on today, because Evan and I only have one side of it. We only have what's being put out there. We're not investigative reporters. I'm not inside the Tampa Bay locker room, nor was I at MetLife Stadium. So I've been trying to figure out what the other side of it is. I think we haven't figured out. But like I said, you know, that either he'll be proven to be telling the truth and the truth will set you free, or we'll see that he was lying about it, and then, you know, everyone can make the decision based on that. My final question for you is, did you talk to him about what it was like sitting in that room with Floyd Mayweather, Madonna, Kanye West, and Kanye's girlfriend listening to that rap song? Because I'm mesmerized by that video.
I'm going to ask you one question.
Yes.
But I'm going to give you the answer. Let me ask you a question, though. The answer, I said, AB, what was that like? He said, booming. So that's basically it. Look, and Antonio really, really appreciates that there are people who've you know, come out and shown him some love and heard, and we appreciate you, you know, taking the time to let Antonio's voice get out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, the bell's been rung and it's really hard to unring that bell. But I'm going to ask you something on this.
Yeah.
And I think it's immaterial whether one of the best wide receivers out there said, I want the ball more. I don't really see that as being, you know, a cover story of on the New York Times.
Go ahead. What's the question?
Here's the question. If you were to see, I'm not offering to give them to you, but if you were to see in black and white text messages, Bruce Arians and the GM saying Antonio complained about his ankle and then he was cut, and that's when Bruce Arians said, get the F off the field, and what precipitated that was, coach, I can't go in, my ankle hurts, how would you feel about the story?
I think if you showed it to me and I saw it my own two eyes and, you know, it all matched up, that he complained about the ankle, told the coach, I can't go, the ankle's busted, et cetera, and he said, get off the field because you can't go in that regard, I would feel differently about it. I wouldn't, you know, obviously condone taking your shirt off and all that crap, but I would feel differently about the story, yes.
I'll ask you and your listeners to keep an open mind. This is going to take a while for everything to come out to light.
Let me ask you this. I apologize for saying the last one was the last question, but I do like the fact that just as a normal guy, you had to ask him what it was like in that room with Madonna and Kanye. I appreciate your honesty on that. You know, NFL.
Well, yeah. It wasn't, Antonio's got a lot of interesting stuff going on.
No doubt. I mean, Madonna.
And, well, you know.
All right, so here's the question.
Foremost, I'm going to tell. I'll leave you with something.
Before you do that, it's an important question. I think the NFL over the last 15 years has dealt with the reality that players do have CTE and do have, you know, these situations with their brains. It's a real thing. At any point in your discussions with Antonio, has he expressed a concern about, you know, all the hits he's taken in his lifetime and the possible impact it may have had on him?
The answer to that specific question is no, but I you know, Antonio acknowledges he's under immense pressure, immense scrutiny, you know, because of who he is. And this last episode with how the Bucks handled him really only adds to that. People did jump to CTE. You know, to the extent your listeners are not doctors, you know, they can't be diagnosing them. And to the extent any of your listeners are doctors, then they'll know you can't diagnose that except through an autopsy after someone passes away. But the question about does Antonio have CTE because of all these hard hits actually is relevant for one really important reason. The guy takes so many hard hits that you know when he says, "Coach, I can't play right now because I'm hurt," you know he's legit. He's not a softie.
Well, we'll watch it tonight, and we'll certainly bring you back on if it warrants it. I interrupted you there. I apologize after the Madonna thing. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that Antonio was traveling around a bit, doing some work, and I'll just say, you know, he came back shortly after that, even though he had his hands obviously full with everything he was doing after the game. You know, he did come back home to Tampa and said, "Sean, you know, I miss my kids. I want to get back to my kids." He's a proud father of six kids. You know, yesterday was back with his kids, drove them to school, and there's just so many sides of Antonio that people don't see, and I'm privileged to see him. Great, funny, cool guy. Really, really dedicated father. In due time, right, everything will come out, and I think a lot on Antonio has come out, and you know, the full story is going to get out there, and people can judge for themselves.
Well, as it plays itself out, you know, we'll bring you back on, and of course, at any point you want to make him available, we'd certainly talk to him as well. I appreciate you coming on short notice, and we'll check it out on HBO tonight. Thank you for the time, Sean.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go, Antonio Brown's lawyer. Interesting. Doesn't change my mind on what I think about Antonio Brown. And respectfully to Sean, who is his lawyer, the notion of him being the greatest doting dad in the world is kind of belied by his behavior over the last, few weeks as well.
You think you can outsmart me?
What did I do? What did I do, Evan?
You think?
What did I do?
That G-Arc not track can outsmart me?
G-Arc not track is the youngest new stud baseball reporter.
You think this G-Arc not track, who I can't find anywhere, who works for The Athletic and used to work for the New York Times and is breaking baseball stories.
You think
that can outsmart me? I know who G-Arc not track is.
G-Arc not no track.
No track. Do you want me to reveal who he is?
Well, not yet, no.
Because I know who he is, damn it.
Is that right?
I figured it out all by myself. Not with Thomas Callahan's fault, or Angel's help, or poor Giglio's help.
Wait a minute.
Or VJ Allwalt's help.
A bunch of
or
rats.
Rob P's help. Or Boomer Coughbutton help. Or Duncan Coughlin's help. Or Domenico Manera's fault. Or yes, it's Guy's help. No! I figured it out all by myself.
Did you, though?
That G-Arc not track is simply...
Yeah, who?
Craig Carton backwards. You son of a bitch.
Well, it took you a while to get to that, didn't it? But you're all a bunch of rats. Let me tell you that
right
now.
What did you think was going to happen?
I'm having a good little fun with Evan, and you all ratted me out.
I did say halfway through, are you pulling my leg?
Yeah, halfway through, okay.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.